Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve, you are not going to believe this. People on Reddit are having a debate. People on Reddit are debating.
Okay.
Has that ever happened before?
I don't even know what this Reddit thing is that you think. Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit person. Like, the only time I know of Reddit is when someone writes an article about a Reddit conversation. Do you spend time on Reddit?
A teensy-weensy bit, but I know people that are obsessed with it.
Like, oh, yeah.
They probably spend more time on Reddit than all the other social media things combined.
For most part, I know what's going on Reddit because a couple of my hockey buddies just constantly send me links because they're constantly on Reddit.
So the Reddit debate happening right now is all about nu metal and who the big four would be.
Oh, man, I'm in for this conversation. I might get on Reddit just to be a part of this one. So the big four, that name is because of the big four in thrash metal or in heavy metal. You know, it's Metallica, it's Slayer, it's Anthrax, and is it Megadeth? I think that's the big four.
Sure.
I'm looking at you, and you look like you're so on board with what I'm about to say. Like, you know what I'm about to say. And then that's the response I get. Could not be better.
Yep, that's fun. Those are them.
Wait, can you go over your list one more time?
Metallica, Anthrax, Slayer, and I believe it's Megadeth. That's considered to be the big four. Like, they did a tour called the Big Four.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Something totally different.
Male adult film stars.com. What? No, this is about music. You weirdo.
Well, let's start things off with the bands that are getting the most mentioned so far.
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. You really can't argue Korn.
That's like the kings of nu metal. For
not when it comes to nu metal. No. No, this band definitely deserves to be in this.
I think
a lot of times when you do like these top four, Mount Rushmores, the big four, whatever it may be, there's usually like one or two that I think everybody can agree belongs in that list.
Korn is a definite.
Yes.
Okay, what about these guys?
Why do you need to ask?
This is the song you went with?
What would you go with? Break Stuff? Nookie! Nookie? Yeah! Yeah, we've heard Nookie enough.
We have not heard Nookie enough, number one.
Wait, you would go with Nookie over Roland?
100,000.
You're insane.
Dude, significant
take
other.
Hat and put it forward. Nope, you can't wear your hat backwards if you're going to say something like
that. It's also not red. Number one, significant
doesn't
other.
Doesn't matter. He sometimes wore non-red hats.
Significant Other was way better album than Chocolate Starfish.
Oh, boy.
You need
to
shut the F up. I'm just saying. They grew.
They did not grow.
Boiler Room? Come on.
Oh.
See, this is the kind of debate Reddit is having right now. People are all fired up.
Yeah, I can't punch a human on Reddit, but I can punch a human right now.
So here are some.
Thank you, Sarah.
Here are some of the other bands who came up. And there's more to debate here. So let's go.
Wake up.
I mean.
You wanted to!
Okay, sorry.
You wanted to! I just got up anyway to shake up! You wanted to!
I mean, I think there's a very strong conversation for them being in this.
Yeah. I agree.
I always view them as something that's like more artsy-fartsy than nu metal.
See, I'm the same way. I don't know if I can quite crown them nu metal.
I wouldn't be upset, though, if somebody decided to make a definitive list and they were on it. I wouldn't be like, this list is trash.
Okay, how do you feel about this band?
Oh. I mean, they just make me want to take my clothes off.
My favorite thing ever was when Deftones were referred to as horny corn.
They are like this. That is such a great way to describe them.
I don't understand.
They are like the genuine of metal.
They really are.
Right? They put everybody. If you're a lady and you're into metal, more often than not, this is the band that puts you in the mood.
It's very nice.
The Deftones.
Okay. These guys, for me, a definite nod on the four.
That'd be like my number two or three, honestly.
Honestly, though, for me, I feel like they phased themselves out of the list based on their later records. Oh, now I'm going to get punched by Tyler.
Do you hear this?
I do.
Nu metal makes us all rather aggressive. Listen to some of their more recent stuff before, obviously, Chester left us. That was not metal.
No.
It wasn't even metal.
It was melodic.
It was pop.
Yeah.
So I feel like they turned their back on the nu metal scene. They don't deserve to be on this list.
Okay.
And I like Linkin Park.
Shots fired.
Yeah.
Here's the next one.
I don't think that they're nu metal.
I kind of am with you, Danny. I don't know if I quite put them in that category.
They were big, obviously. Like, I think that the nu metal scene helped them, but I don't think... I think it was for, like, the people that listen to... You know, they're like, no, you listen to Slipknot. You don't listen to Limp Bizkit.
Man, though, I'm getting nostalgia feels for those guys right now. Because did you see that they recently did that show at that small club? And they were wearing their, like, old school jumpsuits. And apparently they're going to go back on tour, I think, in the old school look.
And
it's like Kiss putting their makeup back on, even though they always had different masks. But I think that's, like, their iconic look.
And it's the 25th anniversary.
Oh, guys.
What?
Of the debut album, which I would just go, I want one of the jumpsuits.
What did you say that word was?
Debut.
Debut?
Debut.
Debut.
How do you say it?
Debut?
That.
You don't say it the way you said it, I'll tell you that much.
That's an Albuquerque accent.
Debut right there. Metal.
And last but certainly not least.
You guys picked the wrong song.
What would you pick?
Lower it. I'll tell you that you should have went with this one.
Nailed it. New metal.
You know, of all the ones that were... I think Korn and Limp Bizkit are no-brainers.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I feel like of the rest... I can't believe that nobody put this band, though, in it right here. I would absolutely have made them part of the top four.
Cut my life into pieces.
Yep. 100%.
This is my last resort. Suffocation.
See, when I feel like you kind of wanted to pull Linkin Park out, but I feel like those first two albums, Hybrid Theory and Meteora.
Yeah, now you're bringing up. I could say the same argument about Linkin and Papa Roach. They kind of went a little more poppy.
Mm-hmm.
What about these guys? Man 5000.
I love them.
The brother of Rob Zombie. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He still is, I believe.
Dude, I wanted those goggles that he used to wear.
Yeah.
Like, they used to sell them at Hot Topic, and I wanted them so bad my mom would not let me have them, though.
And this is me being a super nerd, but I feel like you got to put the influential person. You know, there's going to be one that influences all the other bands, and I feel like this band influenced so many of the nu metal bands, even though they weren't really nu metal. Faith No More. See, Danny doesn't get it.
You lost me.
So you guys suck.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.